614, 1320 WILS. So the news here in Lansing is very sad news. The death of State Representative John Covella, found in his home here in Lansing from an apparent suicide. Kyle Malin is with us, editor of MERS. It's MERSnews.com. Kyle, thank you for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure, Michael.
Yeah. Now, what's the reaction from the House so far?
Well, it was about as sober of a gathering as I've seen in the House. You know, this is the third time in 18 months we've had a death from a member of the State House of Representatives. And this one really hit really close to home for everyone. John Covella from the Upper Peninsula, known across the aisle as a very amicable, a friendly lawmaker. Mm-hmm. Apparently couldn't come to terms with his second drunk driving arrest, and also in about 18 months.
Yeah, what's the context of that? What was the history of this issue for him?
Well, he was driving through Clinton County back in around November of 2015, got stopped, tried to talk his way out of a DUI, was unsuccessful. His level crossed the what they call the super drunk law, and so he ended up pleading 12 years probation, pleaded guilty, had about $1,500 in fines. And then just yesterday, in the afternoon, evening, apparently I was reading the Free Press, they had some additional information on this. He was pulled over after a 911 call of a vehicle that was weaving erratically on U.S. 127. Mm-hmm. Cops got him, pulled him over. It was, again, Covella. He spent some time in jail last night, posted bond at about $300, either real late last night or early this morning. He was going to be arraigned, actually, today, and then they ended up moving it to next Thursday at 2 o'clock because he had posted bond had returned to a house that he stays in here in Lansing. And right around, we were told around 2 o'clock, Lansing Police Department responded to an incident at Chestnut, which is where John Covella stayed when he was in Lansing. And they did confirm that Covella died. There was no foul play. And they would not confirm suicides because they don't do that. But that is what it was based on our various sources.
Now, what happened other than the legal repercussions for him after that first drunk driving conviction for Representative Covella? What happened to him politically at that point?
Nothing. Nothing. He got reelected fine. And I think, if I remember the timing right, I think that the arrest happened after his... No, okay, so he would have had to run for election in 2016. So politically, nothing happened. There was a primary opponent ran against him in 2016. She did pretty well, but Covella still won by a pretty large margin. It's a pretty Democratic seat up there in the 109th District. That's Marquette. That's the only section, actually, of the Upper Peninsula that seems to have remained Democratic. But anyway, he won that seat pretty handily, and was term limited out after this year. Now, he was being talked about as a state Senate candidate for 2018 as a Democratic challenger to Scott DeAnda, who is going to be running in 2018. Mm-hmm. And so there was already some battle lines that were starting to be formed. But, you know, after this second drunk driving arrest, it was pretty much presumed from the folks I talked to this morning and early this afternoon that his political career is pretty much done. Mm-hmm. Voters will go ahead and in some cases give you a mulligan on the first drunk driving if you plead, throw yourself at the mercy of the court and do your community service, do your time. Mm-hmm. Get sobered up, whatever. But in this case, clearly after the second one, so close after the first one, he had not been able to get it together, and unfortunately took a dramatic and irreversible action this afternoon.
Hmm. What, in terms of his legacy in the House, what would you say it was? What was his main point of focus?
Well, you know, I was reminded by my former colleague who now writes for M Live, Emily Lawler, that back in 2013, we did a story here at MERS about how John Covella brought together all the UP senators and representatives over to that house that he lived in on Chestnut. and made them all a big spaghetti dinner, and made his own meatballs and whatnot, and had them over, and had kind of a breaking of the bread, if you will, and really set a very positive tone for that UP caucus. And in fact, Tom Casperson, who was at that dinner, put out a statement today remembering that spaghetti dinner and how that kind of did set a very positive tone for the that Upper Peninsula grouping of legislators. I can't necessarily say that there weren't a lot of bills that that necessarily come right to mind. However, I know that he was very passionate about trying to get to some answers on the methamphetamine epidemic up in the Upper Peninsula. He actually wanted to make all anything that had pseudoephedrine in it behind the counter, just because the folks up there were getting their hands on it and cooking up meth, and it was a real, real problem up there. So that was one of the big issues that that John Keebler was working with. But a very friendly guy who worked well on both sides of the aisle. His death was really a very sobering and shocking event for just not lawmakers, but lobbyists and other folks who work around the Capitol and knew John. You know, at age 47, you know, it was very shocking. A lot of tears and a lot of hugs on the House floor today.
Young, young man with two children, too. John Keevil, State Representative John Keevil, found dead in his Lansing home today from an apparent suicide. Kai Malin with the latest news here, editor of MERS, Kai Malin on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome, Michael.